Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us, and I think you were with us last year, correct?
Yes.
Was it 2 years ago? Was last year? Okay, good.
Yes, it's our third time.
Right.
I think he got taller since last year.
He did.
Yes.
He got balder, I think.
Balder, right. Taller.
Yes. The Mitchell family joins us again. Max, of course, we know. His family is Michael and Marissa. Michael Jr. is here as well somewhere.
Oh,
we talked to Michael last year as well,
yes.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah,
he's
happy to have upgraded to a headset. He's very excited.
Good, excellent. Yeah.
That means
feeling
you have
good?
To talk, Michael Jr. You have to say something. How's it going, pal?
Good.
How's
very
your brother
good.
Doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, how you feeling, Max?
Great.
Yeah, you feel good?
Yeah.
Atta boy. So what's new?
Nothing.
Can you tell us about, I'm still trying to figure this thing out, this trip to Fenway. Is it last month? How did that go?
Great.
What happened, great. Max?
Oh, yeah, what's the story behind this? Yeah.
Because I heard there was no one named Max at Fenway that day. There was some guy named Papa Churro and a guy named Omega.
Yeah, what was going on? What's the story?
The
Diplomatic Secret Service.
They got police motorcycles, and they blocked all the traffic coming to the Red Sox game.
They blocked the traffic?
Yes.
Wow, that must be special.
That would have pissed me off.
We made it to Boston like 35 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Max was like, I wish they could take us to treatment every
yeah,
day,
right?
Not
they...
sit in the 2 hours
right.
of traffic.
So you had an alias? You had a fake name?
Yes.
What was your name? Who are you?
Papa Churro.
Papa Churro. How'd you come up with that?
I love churros.
When we went to Disney, he had to try every churro in the park.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And so they brought you in there, and then what happened?
Well,
we took a
ride in,
yeah,
and then we got to hang out on the field with who?
We got to hang out on the field with Brock Holt.
Brock Holt, our good
course.
Buddy.
Yeah.
And who else did we meet?
When we did that, I got to watch all the players do batting practice, and when I was talking to Mookie Betts, I said to Mookie Betts that Brock Holt was my favorite player, and then Mookie Betts says what number am I? And then I say third, and then he says Brock Holt should be sixth.
He wanted to be higher ranking
who's
than
second?
Brock.
Brock's first, Mookie's third. Who's second?
Chris Sale.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
there
a good
you go.
One. And what was your alias, Michael Jr.?
I was Omega.
Omega? What are you supposed to be, like drug dealers or something?
Fortnite. Fortnite reference.
Oh. We're back to this Fortnite thing. Explain to me Fortnite in 10 seconds.
It's a game where you basically there's 100 people and you try to be the last ones alive.
I explained pretty well. Yeah.
Pretty much it motivates Mikey to do chores.
There you
so,
go.
So that's what we do
the
there.
The old bribe move, yeah.
Yeah. But the Diplomatic Security Service that came and took us, it came out of this telethon, actually.
Really?
Because Bill Gannon, the head Boston security officer, saw Lisa, loved what you guys did, and contacted her and said, we want to be a part of this.
Wow.
What can we do?
That's awesome.
To do some great stuff for kids. So another awesome experience.
So the Secret Service took care of you, Max. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good.
He looks He looks great. We've been back on treatment now for a year. When we were on last year, we had just started up again, which was really hard to know we were going up the climb again.
Right.
But here we are a year later. He played baseball. He played all-star baseball. He played for Coach Uncle Matt, always pitching and catching. And he's getting ready for third grade. And he feels good. And, you know, physically and emotionally is what they work on at the clinic.
Yes, Ewing sarcoma, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Carly?
Carly, yes, we love Carly.
What an inspiration.
She's wonderful.
Because
mm-hmm.
I know, and we've talked about this before, it's a scary one when you hear Ewing sarcoma,
yeah,
you do your
very
research.
Scary.
But look at her. She's just.
Yeah. Ewing's sarcoma hits one in a million. So, Carly and Max are one in a million kids. And she's wonderful. We had met her when Max was in remission. And we walked into the clinic, and I introduced myself to her mother because that's the kind of community the Jimmy Fund is. And you get to know the kids. And there she was, you know, after a day of treatment. And she popped up and smiled and introduced herself. And she was just amazing, you know, even when she wasn't feeling great and she was on treatment.
Do you guys just, are you just this positive, this upbeat when you're in front of us, or is it all the time? Because we meet, obviously, through this, lots of parents, and you guys seem to have as good an attitude as any I've ever met.
True.
Yeah.
As a family.
I mean, to us, it's the only way to go through it. Life is short. Everyone deals with challenges, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Kurt, obviously, you've recently had some challenges that have been on the radio, right? And so we all deal with something.
Let's not make it about him.
Yeah,
I think we can for a few minutes here. Is it really that big a deal?
I'm going to give him a hug later. He needs a hug. But, you know, we all deal with something. So what are you going to do? You're going to, we could go negative and we could be depressed, or we could be positive and battle and try to solve this disease. And, you know, I've been listening the last day or so, and there's been a lot of positive stories, right? But to your point with Ewing's and the sarcomas, there's not as much of a positive story. So it's great we have these positive stories, but people need to understand for Max's type of cancer, right? It's less than 50%. And, you know, when we see Carly this morning and you see Maddie, that's just not acceptable. And so we got to find an answer to the disease. And there's answers coming, right? And this telethon helps to accomplish that. With Max's cancer, they're actually trying to get a pediatric trial going in the next year. They were able to actually kill his type of cancer, Ewing's sarcoma, in a mouse trial, and with a couple of targeted chemo agents, which is huge. So now it's the funding, the time to get that in place, and that could save hundreds and thousands of kids' lives over a 5-10 year span. So that's tangible things that folks can see and feel on the radio. And so that's what we take every day. We want to, you know, Max deserves that because Max is a beast. He's a tough kid. He'll go 4 hours getting chemo and come catch 5 innings in heat at night baseball. And, you know, he's been through a lot. I mean, trying to have an 8-year-old take pills, drink tough tasting chemo medicine, you know, sometimes an hour just sitting there. He drinking it, and Max just finds a way and he gets it done. And you know, he's got a little routine now with his pills. Says, what do you say? What do you say?
God, please give me strength. Like 5 times in a row.
Yeah, he says, God, give me strength 5 times in a row, and he gets that pill down. And so we're gonna be positive, and we're gonna trust that everything has a purpose, and so we're gonna move forward.
Does do chemo pills take the place of intravenous?
At the beginning, again, with how great the Jimmy Fund is and Dana-Farber, the goal was when he relapsed, let's keep him out of the clinic as much as we can.
Right.
We want him in school. We want him playing. We want him being normal. So we started with a regimen of taking 4 pills a day, drinking a tough liquid so that we could be out of the clinic. And then after months and months, it's like, how'd you feel about taking all those pills, Max? How was it taken when you had to take the 4 pills, the capsules, the tablets?
I couldn't.
Not so great. Yeah.
It was hard. Like he said, we could be there 2 hours staring at him. You get him down, then they come back up. So his doctor, Dr. Daria, said, let's see if we can find IVs. Let's see if we can find intravenous. So now we take daily chemo pills, and then every 4 weeks we go to the clinic for 5 days and get intravenous IV. But right, what we're happy about is this trial just opened a year ago. Because of the funds raised, the PASA trial started. And right now he's been stable for 6 months. I mean, we're not in remission. We'd like to be in remission. But for right now, we're stable. He feels good on chemo. And at some point, you know, the toxicity is going to be too much. So what we're hoping is that this inhibitor that Michael talked about, it could take a year to come into trial. And hopefully with the funding, can fund the research and connect with the pharma company so that we have other options to hopefully get into remission.
Max, how come you don't wear a hat? Do you think you look like a badass like Dad when you're bald?
How handsome are you?
Very.
Very.
He's a good-looking guy, no doubt.
Yeah.
So what's the next big thing for you guys? Huh? So you did Fenway. What do you want next? What's the next request?
Well, mommy has a slight Disney addiction, so we do try to go.
Are you one of these Disney people?
Oh, with the matching outfits. Oh, yeah. We've all worn the matching outfits.
Do you have to wait in line there, or do you get a police escort there?
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice. No, usually we wait in the lines.
What's your favorite ride there?
What is it called again? The Banshee ride.
And Pandora, they have the Flight of Passage.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that was pretty amazing. And he loves all the crazy rides. He'll go on.
What's the one? Did you go to the Animal King, that one that goes, like, backwards and it's like Everest?
The Everest.
Crazy. Yeah. You go on that?
I just hate the...
Oh, the Yeti. He's actually afraid of Yetis.
Are you?
He's really tough, but he's afraid of Yetis.
Yes.
We're going to bring a Yeti in for you, too, today. See? Yeah. We can't catch a break.
What's your favorite churro?
Oh.
Probably either the Oreo churro or the chocolate churro. Yeah.
We tried them all throughout the day.
And your alias is Papa Churro.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it was. You have to get a new one now. It's over. Right. Yeah, you're on TV. Your cover's blown. You have to get a new name now.
All right, Papa Churro, it's good to see you, pal.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll definitely see you next year. Hopefully we see you before then, right?
Yeah.
All right, the Mitchell family. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.